kid, I remember my aunt had made, used to make donuts.
Did she make the kind that had a sort of a cake dough in them?
I think they use cake dough maybe to make, some of them use light, kind of sound like bread dough.
How about those that would swell up?
Well, the donut swells up.
Well, I was thinking of one that's sort of like a cake and the other that really puffs up. And sometimes it has a glaze on it today if you buy it in the bakery.
Well, they put that icing on them some way. I don't know how they do it. Some of them are that way. But I think these you buy in the stores, most of them is kind of this kind of like, it's got a little sugar in it. The dough's kind of sweet. It's good. I like them.
Well, they'll stick to your ribs, yeah. Won't they? And stick and stick and stick.
I remember when I was a kid, you know, my father, I just want to eat bread and molasses. My father used to say, well, you ought to eat something that'll stick to your ribs. Well, I thought that molasses would stick to my ribs. I couldn't understand why. Well, he wanted me to eat something to stick to my rib more than that molasses would.
You ever have those cakes in the morning when you were a boy? Flat ones? Cook them on
pancakes? Yeah.
Was that common fare then?
Well, not too common, but we had it once in a while.
What'd you put on those?
Oh, butter and syrup. Sugar molasses when I was a kid, that's about the only kind. Well, we did have corn syrup then after that, you know.
Did they raise cane around here for molasses, or was it too dry?
No. They didn't ever eat any from. Oh, I said never. There, once in a while, somebody might have a little cane and make some molasses out of it. I remember one or two people. Not much of it, though.
You said you bought your flour in gunny sacks.
No, not flour.
Sugar.
That's sugar.
How many
sugar had? It had two sacks now. It had a white sack inside and then a gunny sack on the outside.
Oh.
That is a sack of sugar.
How much did those weigh?
100 pounds.
With your eggs, when you broke them, what did you call the inside parts?
Yeah, the white and the yolk.
And what color was the yolk?
Well, yellow.
And how did you eat eggs then? What ways did you prepare them?
Oh, fry them or boil them or poach them or scramble them. Four ways to mix eggs, cook eggs.
How'd you get your meat for the winter?
When I was a kid, in the wintertime, my father would always kill some hogs, you know, several hogs, and put that meat up to use for the rest of the year, and sometimes he'd put up enough to last the whole year, but we don't do that anymore.
Do you have any special term for that, when he was going to kill the hogs?
Well, kill the hogs, or you're going to kill the hogs.
The term that would include the
butcher.
Killing?
Yeah. Butcher, yeah. You're going to butcher next week.
Mm-hmm. What cuts did he take from his hogs, and when did he
Well, he had the shoulder and the ham, and the side meats, and the tenderloin, and he generally grind that up and make sausage out of it, and a lot of the trimmings, you know.
Did he smoke any of those? Did you have a smokehouse?
No. We might have when I was a little kid, but I don't think we had smoked much of it. I remember, I guess we smoked some too, but we'd cure it with salt. One way or another, that way. Maybe put some down in brine, but generally just packed it in salt.
What did you call the sides that you salted?
Bacon.
And how about that a hard part on the outside of a slice of bacon?
Rind.
You mentioned sausage. Did you ever cut up the liver? Grind up the liver and stuff that in a casing?
I don't remember that we ever did. We ate the liver. We just fry it, cut it and fry it.
How about the blood? Did you ever
We never used
mix
it.
That?
Just let it run out on the ground.